This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least four people are now confirmed dead after a Russian missile struck an apartment building in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv overnight. The Interior Ministry issued a statement saying nine people were wounded in the attack. Rescuers are searching for more casualties and any survivors trapped in the rubble. The ministry said the missile strike destroyed the top two floors of the building. Mayor Andriy Sadovy said around 60 apartments and 50 cars were damaged. President Volodymyr Zelensky posted his condolences to the victims on his Telegram channel and vowed there would be a tangible response to the attack. The U.S. military said a group of three Russian fighter jets harassed three U.S. drones that were taking part in a mission Wednesday against Islamic State group targets in Syria. Lieutenant General Alex Grinkiewicz, commander of the U.S. 9th Air Force in the Middle East, said the Russian jets dropped flares attached to parachutes in front of the U.S. drones, which forced the drones to take evasive action. Grinkiewicz also said one of the Russian pilots maneuvered in front of a drone and engaged the jet's afterburners, which affected the drone's operator's ability to safely operate the aircraft. He issued a statement urging Russian forces in Syria to cease this reckless behavior so we can resume our focus on the enduring defeat of ISIS. There are about 900 U.S. forces deployed to Syria to advise and assist Kurdish-led forces in the fight to defeat the Islamic State group. Iran's official news agency said the government has obtained a court order to seize an oil tanker after it collided with an Iranian vessel in the Gulf of Oman. A Bahamas-flagged tanker named Richmond Voyager collided with an Iranian vessel carrying seven crew members Wednesday, seriously injuring five of them. The U.S. Navy said it had intervened to prevent Iran from seizing two commercial tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Wednesday. This is VOA News. South Korea on Friday will announce its own assessment of a plan by Japan to release treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. The plant became inoperable on March 11, 2011, after a massive earthquake triggered a tsunami that swept across northeastern Japan before reaching Fukushima Prefecture. The high waves knocked out the plant's power supply and cooling systems and led to a meltdown of its three reactors, sending massive amounts of radiation into the air. It was the world's worst nuclear disaster since the 1986 Chernobyl accident. The International Atomic Energy Agency approved Tokyo's plans earlier this week, saying they were consistent with global safety standards. But many of Japan's regional neighbors, including China and South Korea, have expressed strong opposition to the plan. Federal prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump posted on his social media platform what he claimed was the home address of former President Barack Obama. The same day, a man with guns in his van was arrested near the property. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
37-year-old Taylor Toronto, who prosecutors say participated in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, kept two firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition inside a van he had driven cross-country and had been living in. On the day of his June 29th arrest, prosecutors say Toronto reposted a Truth Social post from Trump referencing Obama's home address. They say Toronto told followers on his YouTube live stream that he was looking to get a good angle on a shot and locate the tunnels underneath their houses. That's shortly before he was arrested by the Secret Service. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, previously blacked out portions of a warrant application for the search of Trump's Florida estate revealed federal investigators had surveillance footage from inside Mar-a-Lago showing boxes being relocated. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The affidavit recounts how someone identified only as Witness 5 was seen on multiple days carrying either cardboard or banker's boxes in and out of the anteroom at Mar-a-Lago. It does not mention valet Walt Nauta by name, but the dates of the actions, as well as an FBI interview during which the location of boxes was a significant subject of questioning, line up with the dates cited in the indictment of Trump and Nauta. Nauta is set to be arraigned in federal court in Miami today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also search our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.